Reporting from the Arab world has never been easy for Western journalists. There are language and cultural barriers and restrictions imposed on the press by many Arab governments. In comparison to some other Arab countries, Egypt gives foreign journalists a fair amount of freedom to do their work. But in recent months, some journalists have been encountering more and more obstacles. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Cairo.
It's known that reporting from Baghdad is a nightmare. Iraq's Ministry of Information assigns journalists a so-called minder, whose job it is to ensure that no Iraqi speaks in private to a journalist. In Algeria, a country that has been racked by more than a decade of violence, the government often provides journalists with armed bodyguards. In theory, they're assigned to protect one from attack by Islamist radicals. But it soon becomes evident that their real job is to monitor your every move and to intimidate any stranger who might be a potential interview. In Egypt, foreign journalists generally have a much easier time. A very efficient government press office provides reporters with a press card, and one is free to get on with one's business. But a few incidents of late suggest even in Egypt, a journalist's work is becoming a challenge. This is a police officer in a Nile Delta village examining my press card. He tells me the date has expired and that I have to return to Cairo to get a new one. I have just driven 3 hours from Cairo to interview the family of a young Egyptian shot dead by Israeli guards as he tried to cross the border between Egypt and Israel. It's early May, just after Israel's offensive in the West Bank, and Egyptian protesters have been holding large-scale demonstrations condemning both Israel and the Egyptian government for its lack of action against Israel. In a sign of the government's nervousness, the village I'm visiting is crawling with police.
Sorry to bother you on your day off. I'm calling on the...
In frustration over the police refusal to let me enter the village, I call the secretary who made my press badge just the day before and ask her to explain to the officers that she made a simple mistake when dating my press card 2001 rather than 2002.
Can you convince them, please? No, I can't come back. It's 3 hours. My story's due on Friday.
But no amount of pleading would convince the police to allow me anywhere near the dead man's family. Now, was this a simple case of bureaucratic pinheadedness, or was it a deliberate effort to prevent a journalist from reporting a story considered politically sensitive in Egypt? I was inclined to think the former, but since then I've had to keep my eye out for the police every time I do a street interview in Cairo. Most recently, my translator and I were approached by two officers as we tried to interview a man along the Nile about his views of President Bush's recent Middle East policy speech. The policeman threatened to haul us both off for questioning, and only a hefty bribe got us off the hook. According to the press office here, there is no law barring journalists from conducting street interviews, but that doesn't seem to have filtered down to the police. In recent local elections in the port city of Alexandria, several foreign journalists were harassed by the police and had their notes and videotapes confiscated. A Western journalist based in Cairo told me he thinks that Egyptians are generally suspicious of Western journalists. They assume, he said, that we're all out to make Egypt look bad. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.